Every day, you're hearing voices. Voices of fear, shame, ambition, comparison, distraction, the list goes on and on. But when we think about the beginning of the book of Romans, we see that Paul begins by declaring which voice reigns supreme, and that is the voice of Christ Jesus. He is the master, and he gets the final word. By the end of Romans chapter 8, Paul says, if God is for us, who can be against us? But you know, you'll never believe that if you don't first embrace the position that Paul takes in Romans chapter 1, verse 1. I'm a servant of Christ. You've got to settle the issue of lordship before you'll ever walk in confidence. And so let Jesus's voice drown out the rest. Here's a way that you can make this a prayer today. Jesus, let your voice be the loudest in my life and help me to joyfully obey you above all others. Here's two different peoples that you can pray for today. BJ and Jill Sanders and their family are missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Nindi LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania. Let me end with this. Until Jesus is your master, you'll be mastered by everything else. But when he rules, you rest.